Hello, everyone. It's Frank and Darren back again. Darren, happy New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can you do anything about my cold?
Oh.
This freaking thing now for, what, I don't know, 10 days? All through the last lot of recording, I had it, and I still can't get rid of the damn thing.
Have you been drinking tea?
Some sort of tea.
That's been fermented, I'm supposing, in barrels.
Tea and leftovers. That's all I've been having for the last few days.
How do the Brits ring in the new year? Drunk?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, we have
to help the cold on fucking Sunday, isn't it?
We'll be having plenty to drink.
Ooh.
I'm pleased. I've broke the back of all the content that we recorded. We got loads of content out there over Christmas. I've got one more to do, which is dropping on Sunday, which is Clue, which is a great time recording, right?
Yeah, yeah, I loved Clue, and I just got the actual 4K delivered today. I can't wait to bust that open and look at all the special features and everything, the behind the scenes. And I was just reading an article today, ladies and gentlemen, that Orlando, Florida is number one for party destination on New Year's Eve. You believe that?
Is that right?
Orlando.
Really? I guess all those firework displays and everything that Disney and Epcot and all those joints have to offer.
The weather.
An attraction, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would think New York, maybe Vegas. But as you said, you went to Vegas during a holiday and everyone was like, fuck it.
With Christmas Eve, no one gave a shit. And New Year's Eve, they did shut down the whole strip, which was carnage, because we went out to the Grand Canyon to fly a helicopter or something. We came back and they'd shut the strip. We couldn't get anywhere near it, so we had to walk for miles just to get back to the hotel. But it was fun. They put on a good show in Vegas on New Year's Eve.
I bet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I can't do with all that crowds and things. Like people who go into London to look at the eye and hang around in Leicester Square and places like that. Is that for you? Would you go to Times Square on New Year's Eve?
Fuck no.
That's exactly how I feel.
I could go there anytime I want. Plus, you know, I don't need some guy, you know, because there's no bathrooms. Yeah. No bathrooms.
Yeah.
You don't need some guy, you know, fucking pissing down his leg and into your boot.
Well, Jordan says Edinburgh Hogmanay used to be good, but it's on its arse now. Well, I'd love to have done Hogmanay. I think that would have been fantastic. Why is it on its arse, Jordan? What were they done? Is it too safe, too commercial, too touristy now? I can imagine that. People traveling for miles just to have a slice of Edinburgh on New Year's Eve.
It just sounds awful. Just going to England for New Year's Eve anyway.
There you go. CM says the strip in Vegas is a clusterfuck. I found that out for myself. It was. I mean, the fireworks were good at the end of the night, but you know, I almost didn't see them.
I used to live in my old house. That had my childhood home had a trestle. Next to it, you know, one of those one lane car underpasses that is over an elevated track.
Oh yeah.
And I was in bed. It was ringing in the new year and I could say fuck all to watching the ball drop and all that. And then we hear girls outside every car that would pass underneath, you know, they would say, you know, Happy New Year. And they would flash people underneath. Now, of course, you know, I look at it, and I'm staring, and me and my brother shared a room, and I'm leaning out my window on the windowsill going.
For the whole evening.
You know, well, for a few moments and everything. And then I could hear my dad, the next window over, saying, "Will you whores get out of here?"
The Rikers.
New Year's Eve. Happy New Year.
Let's say hello to a few people. Who have we got
here? Power Packers is here. Thomas is here. Jonathan's here. Jordan's here. The other Jordan's here. Mag is here. Chester's here. Brett Patrick is here. Hey, Brett. Shamrock is here. Duke is here. Sun is here. Brett's here. Duke. Ryan. Let's keep going up. Vanderhoff, what's going on? Wade Effin Wilson is here. Everyone Hates Jeff podcast is here. Janine's here. Keep going up. Everscathe, Bill is here. CM, of course, is here. And Batshit Scary is here. And Tommy G76 is here. There you go.
We're all here.
A good year for horror, ladies and gentlemen. You think?
It was okay. Yeah. I think it was okay. I think it was a pretty average year. I mean,
Gaming, how are you?
Donda Bass Gaming, hey.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Yeah, it was
I just saw your video. I just saw your video.
Yeah, I put that together yesterday when I wasn't coughing my guts up all over the place. I sat down and I wanted to, you know, just list all the films that I'd seen and then try and work out a top 10 from it. And it's amazing how many people, like, really take offense to your choices.
Fuck you!
There was this one guy. Yeah, there was this one guy this morning when I woke up called Scuba Steve. And Scuba Steve probably isn't watching because he wrote...
Or Big Daddy.
Yeah. He wrote one comment and then declared at the end of his comment that you have my view and my comment and I will not be returning to this channel. Shamrock Balls is laughing because he was great. This was fantastic. So Scuba Steve said something along the lines of all the movies that you've got in this list, two of them aren't even horrors. And all the rest of them are poorly reviewed. Well, 9 out of 10 of the movies that I actually put in my top 10 were fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, were over 60% or more, some of them as high as 98%. And he said, you have my view, you have my comment, and I'm never coming back here again. And I thought, fair enough. And Shamrock wrote underneath Scuba Steve's comment, you're running out of a bit of oxygen there, Steve.
It's like basically someone saying, I just took a dump in your toilet after you fed me and I'm fucking leaving. Goodbye. I didn't flush. It was a shitty dinner.
It did make me laugh because we don't get a lot of hate on this channel, but you know, I love the fact.
It's okay if we do.
It's okay if we do, and as long as it's constructive. constructive hate.
Yeah. Say thank you at the end of your hate.
But what makes me laugh is the fact that people get so upset and offended about the fact that you love something they hate or you like something they hate. So I put down number 10 was Exorcist. Both you and I thought Exorcist was okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Who gives a shit?
Fine. It was absolutely fine and didn't deserve the barrage of abuse that it got. And I get some people don't like it, and that's fine. But, you know, it was number 10 in my countdown. Everybody telling me to take it out. You should take it out and swap it with... What's that film now with the hand that everybody...
Talk to me,
which I didn't particularly... I thought was okay. It was fine. It didn't make my top 10 because I thought there were other films in there that were better. But that's my decision. That's my choice.
Yeah. I'm not hating you for it.
I think something in the region of 1,200 people have watched that video so far. And some of the comments I've had about what I like, it's just ridiculous. It really does make me laugh. I sit there and I read these things and I just think, this isn't your list. Stop telling me to rearrange it and move things around.
Just wait till they see my top 50 horrors.
And then when you turn around to people and say... Well, tell me what you would have put there as number one. There was one guy saying, When Evil Lurks is the most ridiculous film I've ever seen. I couldn't even get through it. I thought it was hilarious. It was just drop dead. You know, it was funny. It was an awful film. And I was just like, well, what would you have put at number one then? Silence. Nothing.
Scream 7.
Yeah. Insidious.
No, Scream 6.
Andrew,
we're not even at 7.
Andrew, thank you so much. Andrew just gifted 5 memberships, which
thanks,
means
Andrew. We have
to redo our raffle, which is great. Who got a MAGA got a membership? Wade Effin Wilson got a membership. Kenny 525 got a membership. Joseph Andriano and Matthew Timpson were all gifted memberships. So you guys all get a chance at winning our signed Tom Atkins NECA figure.
It's no different than when you go onto a website and you haven't logged into your account, and that website says, join now for 15% off.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Us. Yeah. We're 15% off when you put in your email.
So if anybody wants to have a chance of winning the Tom Atkins NECA figure, have you got it there, Frank? Can you hold it up? Just make sure yeah. he knows it is real. It's genuine.
Let me zip it up. There you go.
Signed by the man himself.
Look at that.
I've put the link in the chat. If you want to join the member scheme, then I will make sure that everybody who joins before the raffle today is in the raffle when we spin the wheel and has a chance of winning it. So all the way.
We got other prizes too. So here you go. You put those.
Oh, okay. Oh, and we got other stuff as well.
Yeah. There you go. What am I doing? There you go.
There we go.
Whatever. There you go. Well,
we got some Halloween playing cards, a Halloween 2.
Yeah. These are pins from Spirit Halloween that only came out for those stores.
Cool.
And we got some playing cards.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Watch McRae join now. He's promised to join, but he hasn't yet. But watch him join now, thinking he can win that doll.
Yeah. No, I didn't see you playing with your doll again.
So how was Christmas with the Rikers then? I know you were working, but what did you guys get up to?
See, we celebrated on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We had some nice prime rib. We put it out there, all the pictures for everyone to salivate over. Some nice roasted vegetables, some beer. Is always good. Some homemade cheesecake by moi. My wife made another pie. She made a cherry pie. It was very good. The kids made out like a bandit. And of course, out of all the toys that they get and all the gifts, they basically play with the boxes.
Like a cat.
Yeah. They just want the paper. My son, I think it's up here. It's somewhere in here. My wife got him the Russian alphabet. He's learning Russian on his own.
What? Why?
I don't know. I hear him, going, whatever as fuck is how you say it. He's learning the Russian alphabet.
Are you expecting some sort of like Red Dawn type scenario soon?
I don't know. Let me get it. It's right over here. Hold on. Let me get this gift.
What a gift. I'm guessing it was cheap. Not much call for that at the moment, I don't think, is there? Oh, dear. We have another member that's joined. Everyone Hates Jeff podcast has joined our tier two. Thanks, Jeff. That's very kind of you, sir. And Jordan Decker has been a member for 2 months and says, what tier do I get sent the nudes? Well, I'll have to
see.
I'll have to consult with Frank.
My miracle ears here. Okay.
Jordan wants to know when what tier he gets sent nudes.
You don't have to be part of a tier for that. Look at this. I can't hold it up because it'll all fall off.
I'll go Russian. Wow. And does he know it now?
He sings the alphabet. He's eight, but it's just like how we learned our language, when we grow up, our native language tongues. We usually sing songs, sing our alphabet. And he's going through this. Whoever thought of a dolphin or whatever this is, a shark. Damn it. If this thing falls off all over the place.
That'd be hilarious.
A shark, if you could see it, is with their letter A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I read it in Russian, and he's saying, he's spelt the words, help me get this man away from me. SOS.
I can't even pronounce. I guess B is Asa? Asa? I don't know.
Who cares?
Whatever. But yeah, so whenever we get invaded, I'm safe for my son to translate.
Wow. Has she just been down like the Russian secondhand store or something? It was a Russian alphabet. You're like, I tell you what, I wish to watch this series with Matthew Reese and his wife. The both of them were in Cocaine Bear, called The Americans, where it was a Russian family living in the US as American citizens and spying, essentially. You're not one of that, though, are you?
Darren, I can't join the Slaughter Lamb anymore. I'm being swapped. Could you imagine if you got that text? All of a sudden, you're enjoying dinner with the family and friends, and your fucking door gets busted in. Get down, MR6.
We have another member, Ryan Gunning.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan joined our tier one. Shamrock says the Americans was a great show. It was absolutely brilliant, and it was great that they called time on it at the right moment as well. It was one of those shows. It was the show.
60s, 70s, right? It takes place in
70s and 80s. Let me think now. 80s. I think it starts in the early 80s.
Mm.
It was fantastic, and you know, it was the best show that nobody watched.
A little nudity.
There was a little bit, I think. I wanted to talk to so many people about it, and no one would listen. Have you seen The Americans? No. And they put it on TV.
I saw one.
Yeah. They put it on TV in the UK, like on one of the shitty channels in the middle of the night or something. So nobody saw it whatsoever. Kerry Russell, that's her. Thanks, Brett. Yeah, she's married to Matt. They were a life couple, I think. He's Welsh.
Made the sex scenes easier.
Yeah. He was Welsh, Matthew Rhys, and Kerry Russell. Yeah, that was his wife. Both in Cocaine Bear. As was one of the other women. The woman who got thrown out of the ambulance and dragged down the street in Cocaine Bear. She was in The Americans as well.
The only thing I saw recently that was actually Russian was Eastern Promises.
Oh, is it Vigo?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they had the nude spa fight scene.
Yeah, that's a good film. That's Cronenberg, right?
It is. It is. I liked it. You know, I have it, but it was on. It was on satellite, and I decided to watch it. And I forgot how good that movie is.
It's very good. Very good. I haven't seen that for a long time.
I got all this Russian propaganda around my house for Christmas. You know, I can't believe we got this, you know, through Amazon. And you don't think that's a red flag? Look at that. You know, the Russian alphabet, it's a fucking O or whatever, is the symbol for like compass, international pictures.
It is. That thing ain't bugged.
If the microwave turns on, you know, if you see me go and just turn and walk off.
Oh my God. Excuse me.
It was quite fun. You know, it was good. You know what? As soon as relatives come over, you're glad to see them leave.
Mm. Yeah. 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 I know what you mean. we had some relatives over. It was nice to see them, and then they left. Mm-hmm. It was quiet here. We went out Christmas Eve. We always do this thing where we go, let's just go out for a few, and then I don't know what time we got in, like midnight or something like that. But yeah, we had a fair old bit to drink, and we had to be up early the next morning. My wife made a mess of the turkey. What she did was did I tell you this? She bought the big turkey crown, yeah. And then when I bought it last year, I remember going to pick it up, and it was for the same amount of people, five people, and it was 27 quid. My wife went in and she paid for it and came out, and it was 98 quid. And I was like, what's happened there? And she said, I don't know. They told me £98 and I panicked and paid for it. And I was like, what, really? She handed it to me, and my arm went.
The veins popped up.
6 kilos.
Ooh,
6 kilos of turkey boob, and it was like, honestly, that's like over a kilo each of meat.
Shamrock said it's 27 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, it was huge. And so I had to get up really early on Christmas Day morning just to start cooking the damn thing. I think it took like about 4 hours or something like that. But, God, it was good. So good.
Yeah. It was the size of a donkey's Johnson.
I sent you a picture of it cooking, right?
Yep. Crispin. I like the sound of that. The crispin sound.
I'd just thrown like 2 kilos of it in the bin.
Oh,
well, it kind of got to the sort of today, and we both looked at each other and went, what should we have for lunch? And
turkey.
One of us, yeah, turkey. You saw that game show, right?
What do you bring to the beach? Turkey.
Every answer was turkey. And we looked at each other and went, should we have turkey? And both of us sort of went, nah, not 4 days later. So, so that's gone in the bin, and we're finishing off all the cheese now before we get...
turkey a la king, turkey hash, all gone. Sons of bitches. Don't you have a Bumpuses that you could give that to?
A what?
Bumpuses. You remember the hound dogs in Christmas Story that came and stole the turkey at the end?
Oh, you don't want to do that, do you? Give it away to someone and then you find out that they've been on the can all night. Yes, you're right, Power Packers. That's exactly what we're talking about. It was a British game show. It was the Family Feud version, the British Family Feud. And this guy came on. And every answer that he gave was turkey. Frank, talk. I'm going to find it because it's very funny.
So, So he said, one of the questions was, what do you bring to the beach? And he goes, turkey. And he started laughing. And he says, but one he got right was, what do you stuff? And he said, turkey. And that's one of the answers he got right with a lot of points. And his family at the end just looked like he wanted to kill him. Like, he could care less. It's almost like he was going to die tomorrow. And he was like, fuck you and get them. I don't care if you got anybody.
I found it.
Up right away, didn't it?
It did come up right away. Let me see if I can play this because this is very funny. Let me see if I can share the screen. Turkey. Share audio. Okay.
It's a meat you got to cook right or it dries. Let's watch this, yeah.
Okay, let me just take Power Packers thing off the screen. And where's the thing? Let's press play.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
I said to you, name something people take with them to the beach. You said... the first thing you buy in a supermarket, the answer was... A food often stuffed, you said. And that gave you.
Yeah, but chickens, number one in the UK. You guys stuff your chickens?
Do we stuff chickens in the UK?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We stuff turkey, chickens, all that kind of stuff.
Never stuffed a turkey. I never stuffed a chicken in my life.
You know what he won?
Turkey.
A week in Turkey, yeah.
Imagine he was talking about, you know, the country instead.
Apparently, why he said it was he overheard one of the questions. You know, they put the headset on and mm-hmm. they go away. He overheard one of the questions, which was a food being stuffed. And he came out there. And all he had in his head was turkey. And so every answer he came up with was just turkey, turkey, turkey. But, how embarrassing.
I like that one guy who must have been a relative or a friend going,
yeah, you idiot. What have you done?
This son of a bitch.
What do they call it? They call it Family Feud in the US?
That's what it is. Yeah, the Family Feud.
Why is it called Family Feud? It's called Family Fortunes over here.
Yeah, Family Feud because I guess two families are you know, going against each other.
Oh, I see. Right.
Maybe. Or, you know, maybe we had one of the greatest perverts of all time, Richard Dawson, as the host. And he would get in there. That's because that's who John Astin's character is based on in Pig in a Poke, where he took Audrey.
Yeah. When he starts kissing the kids?
Yeah, and he goes, that's what they did. Because Richard Dawson used to get really close. And you could even look that up. That's right, Tiona. He kissed everyone. He kissed everyone.
Let me
right in the giblets.
Guy, Richard Dawson.
Running Man.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Oh, Killian.
Killian.
Yeah. Wow. What, he would kiss like the all the kids and everything?
He kissed basically anything that walked. He was, hey, sweetie. Yeah. There was one girl, I think, was came up with a sign, help. You know, if you know, that a whole... that little hand gesture. I think she's the one who started, because he would say, "Get close to me, darling." You know.
Was it kind of like on our eyelids, like in Raiders? We watched Raiders on Christmas. Was it Christmas Day? Boxing Day? It just came on television. You know, something comes on TV, and you go, "You know what? Fuck it, I'll watch this."
Staple. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And we watched it from beginning to end, and it looked incredible and sounded incredible as well. They must have done a Dolby Digital, Dolby remastering on it on the television. It looked fantastic. We were in our element, honestly. That film, such a great holiday movie, isn't it?
It's better than warming up cider. You know, it's like a cup of nice warm Joe when you see that on, right?
Absolutely.
Underneath the blanket with maybe a beer or maybe a whiskey, and just sitting there and watching a nice old movie.
Yeah, fantastic. We've kind of watched quite a few this Christmas. Ghostbusters was on as well. What did I watch?
Everyone's bringing up Richard Dawson stories. Yeah, Tiona said he ended up meeting his wife on the show, and she was a contestant.
Did he get rumbled before he died? Was he like kind of our Jimmy Savile or something like that?
No, he liked people, but he wasn't controversial at all.
Not controversial? Kissing the kids?
Well, no, he didn't kiss kids, but that's who they based him on.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, John Astin's character. And then Stanley said he kissed my grandma and she was never on the show. Yeah, he would like, you know, some of the questions would be like, name something you put in my mouth. My tongue, number one. Survey says. Like, he would tell everybody, you know, like he would laugh. He named, there was one where he cracked up. He cracked up. At a contestant's answer, and because the question was, name a month where a woman looks the most pregnant, and the girl said September.
What?
Instead of like the third month or the sixth month or the ninth month.
Oh, you know, I see you, right?
He said September. And he was just like, he kept on laughing, and he just said, he told the judges, "Can we stop for a second?"
Mrs. Riker says he wasn't the host that killed himself.
No, that was the guy after him. There was
what happened there?
Oh, he hanged himself. Oh, wow. And then they got Louis Anderson.
Oh yeah,
and then they got the Al
from America from Coming to America, right? With the mom.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be on fries. Yeah. Then he also got Ray Combs. Thanks, MAGA. Survey says hung himself in the closet. He kissed him and then he hung himself. This is your game show now. I think he went out the way of Carradine.
Okay.
That type of...
Oh, that Michael Hutchins thing?
The Singapore, you went too far.
Yeah, that was hanging. Michael Hutchins. Yeah.
Oh, he did the same thing, huh?
Taking himself to the brink while...
God.
And it just all kind of went wrong.
Yeah, too far.
Yeah. Thing is, if you're going to do a note, just... If you're going to do it, if you're going to do that, do a note, right? And say, look, if this goes wrong, please don't tell anyone.
Yeah. I wasn't depressed. Right, right before a concert, Hutchinson's did that, right?
Yeah, he. I can't remember. Well, I don't know whether it was right before, whether people were stood on in the auditorium waiting for him while he was, you know, counting his willies. But, I remember it was a pretty messed up old scene, wasn't it? I think.
Oh.
So. We're gonna give away this Atkins doll later on. For those of you that have just joined,
why is everyone laughing at someone hanging himself? Everyone's all got sick, twisted minds. You know,
Wade Wilson's right. Frank never got the pleasure of Roy Walker on Catchphrase. Jeez.
No. Was he a little?
No, he was just a boring Irish comedian.
There was a guy, I forgot, there was a British game show, and every time something went wrong, he would just fly off the rails. It was an older gentleman with glasses, and he would just, a contestant would say the answer, and like either a light bulb would pop out, and he'd be like, well, what the fuck is all this then? Come on, I don't give a shit, fix the fucking thing. Oh, man. Yeah, it was a game show. Match game? I don't think so.
I was thinking Bruce Forsyth. He would have a tantrum all the time. Yeah. But he never used language like that.
Oh, this guy would give the give the finger to people and everything. He wouldn't give a shit.
Game show?
Yeah, it was a game show. I saw one of these old Dick Van Dyke. Oh, God bless him. He's 98. Dick Clark, you know, laughing type stuff. Who's the guy who was on? He was for my British friends, he was on the latest installment of Doctor Who, and he's an older gentleman, and it was a game show where anytime a word would come up, he would just kind of silently crack up. He would just go, oh, what is his name?
What are you talking about? Bernard Cribbins?
Is that him?
Curly hair? Just dyed?
No, spiky, like, spiky hair.
Spiky hair.
Oh, let me look it up.
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl Goddard said Bernard Cribbins. I'm trying to think of somebody else off Doctor Who that might be.
It was just a recent one where the Doctor Who became a woman. Season 13.
Doctor Who didn't just become a woman. Doctor Who's now a young black dude.
I know, but the one before it, the Doctor Who became a woman.
Okay. Bradley Walsh.
Bradley Walsh.
Ah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Wade.
He's funny. He's funny on...
What's that game he was on?
Oh, that's The Chase.
Yeah, because there'll be words coming up. It'll be like, you know...
Question about a shot putter called Fanny Schmeller, and he couldn't stop laughing at the name Fanny Schmeller.
Yeah, and he was like,
Shamrock's got it, but he's got the spelling wrong.
Oh.
That's it, batshit. You know how it's spelt.
Yeah, now everyone's into this guy who looks like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, Mrs. Doubt. Oh, who's that?
It's a Roy something. Is his real name
Roy?
It's a show, not a game show. It's a regular TV show. I see clips of him all the time.
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yeah. Is that new?
That's awful. No, it's years old now. That's like kind of 10, 15 years old. But it's a kind of an Irish sitcom that when it first came around was actually quite refreshing and new, but like they've done it to death now, and they brought a movie of it out a few years ago, and yeah, it's not very good.
Like, you bash it as shite.
Shite, it is, honestly. Maybe Shamrock's still a fan, I don't know, but it's more Southern Ireland, I think, not North, but yeah, it used to be a very popular show over here, and they brought out a Christmas special, I think, this year, which everybody was just saying was awful. So yeah, so no, that's a terrible example.
I say bring back Little Britain.
Yeah, well, that got cancelled, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that got cancelled. You can't, you know, it's, yeah.
This climate. But the Little Britain was hilarious.
It's a shame because I bought the whole series of Little Britain on iTunes. And then the woke, you know, brigade cancelled it and everything. And then I go to watch it and iTunes have deleted it. It's not there, even though I've paid for it. And this is the thing about when you buy digital content, that it can get removed and they owe you nothing. Is that you?
That's my phone.
Is the deer caught on a railing somewhere?
I don't know. Let me go get it. It could be the Russians telling me to stop talking. Shut up.
What's going on?
Jeez. Oh, if he goes out on call now, we'll have to do this raffle very quickly. Big thank you to all of you that watched our recent episodes, by the way. So Home Alone, which was a lot more successful than we ever imagined. The countdown, the top 10 that I did the other day, the Texas Chainsaw
3. I don't know what that was all about.
The Texas.
Usually if it's a telemarketer, I bring them on and say, you're live on the radio. They hang right up.
1 second, Frank. The Texas Chainsaw 3 episode we put out this afternoon, which was a lot of fun as well. Thank you for all the support watching those videos over the holiday period. Frank, who was it?
It comes up as spam.
Oh, okay.
I usually answer it, and then we can have a fun discussion with them.
What's with that kind of, what was that music? That sounded like Dracula or something.
It's my ringtone.
Very good, very good.
Very, it's a Phantom of the Opera music, I think.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
It's the only thing on there. I'm not one of these people that download ringtones and, you know, I got to put on Jethro Tull or Johnny B. Bad or Good as my ringtone.
Batshit, yes. Batshit, I did get your, or Mr. Shit Scary, whichever you want to be called. I did get your email, and I will be sending out the vouchers next week. I'm just waiting for the other person that won, Jeff Faust. He won as well. So I need him to contact me and give me his details so that I can send him his voucher as well. But congratulations, Batshit Scary there won $50, £50 actually, because he's British. So he will be getting a £50 Amazon voucher next week.
So like if he goes over to the Amazon American site, he can get more.
Yeah, I guess so. But then you're going to pay for shipping and import duty, aren't you? So,
yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, it's no good.
the way the Royal Mail is.
Yeah. Evil Monsterism has joined Tier 1. Thanks
for cool. Buddy.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
Just a reminder, folks, if you want in on the Tom Atkins signed NECA figure raffle, which we're doing probably in the next 10 minutes, then all you have to do is join our member scheme below and your name will be automatically entered into today's spin the wheel that we're going to do in just probably around the top of the hour.
Excellent.
Cool. So New Year's Eve, Frank, what are you up to?
Working.
Oh, okay. Do you work every holiday?
If it falls on it, yes.
Oh, okay. But is that because it's your specific days that you have?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Certain days off, and you know, I wouldn't trade it because you know, it's double time money. It's always good, and I'm going to need that money coming over next year to England.
Very true, very true. And they've announced the first round of guests. Actually, did you see that?
I did.
Let's have a look at who's going to be there. So this is for the love of horror.
For those of you who can't go.
For a Love of Horror 2024, which is in Manchester next October, and the guests they have announced so far are, you just bear with me, the guests. Okay, I'll share this and then people can see who's on the bill for this year. I think Pat Ring might be coming over, and also... Colin Murray
is Pat bringing the beloved with him?
I think they might be. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
what's your Rodeo Drive over there in England?
In England, it's not in Manchester. I tell you that now. Let's have a look. Okay, here we are. So we have so far we have Bill Moseley, Michael Merriman.
Why do they look like they're selling masks?
Dina Meyer from Starship Troopers. Mm. Tyler Labine, who's from Tucker and Dale. Is that right? Yeah.
Good movie. Yeah.
Katrina Bowden.
Mm.
I don't remember what Katrina Bowden was in.
Dale and Tucker. Tucker and Dale.
Because that's right. Because they're trying, they're trying to get Alan Tudyk as well. So
I don't know if they can.
But they say an offer's gone out. So we'll see.
She's a Jersey girl. I would like to talk to her. Can I go home with you?
Maybe you can share a couple plane ticket over with her or something.
First class.
Yeah. Yeah. Lynn Shay is going to be as well. Lynn Shay was supposed to be there this year, but couldn't make it. Tom Fitzpatrick from, I think that's the guy from, is it Insidious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Linnea Quigley, who Ooh. I've never actually seen before at a convention. So that's quite exciting for me. Who else?
Put the full ocean in the basket. Brooke Smith.
She were a big fat woman. Betsy Baker from The Evil Dead as well. Ooh. That's the guy from The Evil Dead too, right? Yeah. And is that lady from The Evil Dead as well?
Yeah, Teresa Tilly.
Yeah. So that's a good start. That's a good start so far. They usually end up with about 60 guests or so. But not a bad start whatsoever.
I can't wait.
Yeah. No, it should be good. It should be good.
My first time coming over the pond.
Yeah. I love the fact that the only place you've been to outside of America is Russia.
Yes.
Going full circle here.
Is there any scars on the side of my temple for when they put the pins in there?
You've only been to Russia, and now you're buying your kids Russian gifts.
I didn't buy it. You know, you're so dirty. You know, it's just it's the jeans, I guess.
What did you eat for Christmas? Pike?
Yeah, I had that shit that came in a can and snow.
And snow.
And I can't drive for shit.
Okay. Let me get this raffle ready. Okay. If you just talk amongst yourselves while I get these, the rest of these names that have joined in the last hour. So
sure.
This is your last chance, folks. If you want to be part of this raffle, the link's in the chat there. I'm just about to put the last names in.
Jordan says, hope Frank doesn't get activated for the love of horror. Yeah, I'm gonna be like what's his name, Colin Firth from where he's in the church at the Kingsman.
What a great film.
Second one,
yeah, the second one and third one I quite liked. Third one was okay.
Yeah. Stop playing with your food and kill that motherfucker. That's like seeing Michael Caine die.
You fuck. Yeah, it's a great movie. It really is. That the scene in the pub with Eggsy when they first have that fight. Terrific.
Why the name Eggsy? Is that a common name? Common nickname?
Chavvy name for kids, I guess. I don't know.
That's what we call a fat person, you know, an egg with legs.
Really?
Yeah, Eggsies.
Okay, we have 88 people in this draw, unless we've had anybody else.
Let me get the figure ready and remove my Russian alphabet.
Should we do the two prizes first?
How do you guys want to do it? You want to do the runners up? We can do I'll start out with the cards.
Let's do the runners up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Cards.
One second. I need to just select. So this is for the cards. I'll just say that if you win the cards, it doesn't exclude you from winning the other presents, the other prizes.
It has Russian in the for the cards too.
Frank's idea was to put Atkins' ass in the middle of the wheel. So there you go.
At least if you don't win, you can have that for your viewing pleasure.
Spin it around there. Okay, so this is for the cards first, right?
Yep.
84 of us watching.
Wait a minute. Should we just, you know, because Darren, it wouldn't be right, because if we picked this person to win the cards, they would say I could have been the one picking the Atkins figure.
Yeah, but you could say that the other way around now if we change it.
Yeah, you want to keep? They're going to keep their name still, so they can win three prizes, right?
Build up excitement here. You do the runners up first. You don't do the winner and then the runners up.
Okay.
Unless we put it to vote.
What do you guys? Let's put it to vote for the fine people. Do you want to do the Tom Atkins figure first, or do you want to do the runners up first?
I'll put the vote in the thing. Wait. Here we go.
We have all the time in the world to look at Tom's ass spinning. I can't get my eyes off of it.
Okay, so which prize is first, main prize or runners up? You do the main winner first, boys. Well, the poll's going, so let's see what people say. Hey, Ronnie, how are you doing? What's
going on, sir?
Tom Atkins. Runners up look at that. Everybody wants the runners up first.
Okay.
76% want to see the runners up prizes first. Build up that anticipation. And then, yeah. Okay.
I get hypnotized.
Okay, so this is for the pack of cards. Yep.
That's not, for those who come in, it's not an ass, it's a duck.
Spinning the wheel now. Look at his ass spinning there.
It's going to throw up. Imagine him point right between the crack.
Who is it?
Busy Bee.
Hey, Busy Bee wins the deck of Halloween 2 cards.
Cool. So you can play. What can you play with cards? Solitaire. Poker. Crazy eights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to shuffle these names again.
All right.
Okay, there we go.
Who's right directly in the middle of Tom's cheeks? That's who I want to know.
Well, he's not. He's bending over. Oh, I see what you mean. Is the name?
Yeah.
I would say Chris Stanley and Michael Dammit, I think.
They're in the crevices. I'm glad that Chris is sleeping.
Okay, let's spin this again. This is for the Halloween 2... What is it? VHS?
Yeah. No, it's a VHS cover box, but it has pins in it.
Okay.
It has a patch. Okay. It has two pins. It has a decal and a lanyard.
A decal? What's that?
A sticker.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. Let's spin. Here we go. Ooh, have we got? I think it's Carl. Oh, no, it's jumped another one. Ian Walters.
That's with this spinner.
Ian Walters. So, who won the first one? Who was it?
Busy Bee.
Busy Bee and Ian Walters. If you drop us a message on Facebook or... on tslmoviepodcast@gmail.com with your email addresses, we'll reach out to you and we'll figure out how we can get these prizes over to
you.
I'm not sure whether I think Ian Walters is in the US, right? I'm not sure where Busy Bee is.
Let's go for those US winners. I don't care. It's whatever. It's only money. You can't take it with you.
Okay, right. Now, let's shuffle the names again.
I think you can remove the clothes of this.
Who's Lee the Machine Bowers is pointing up Tom's ass this time. Andrew Stevens. So, okay, this is for that signed NECA figure that Frank's holding up right now of Atkins. And yeah, we purchased this at the Halloween 45 convention. And then Frank then took it to Monster Mania, correct. Frank?
Yep, Monster Mania.
To see Atkins again.
We weren't getting in that line, were we?
Well, no, we weren't getting in the line at Halloween 45. Jesus. and we got it signed for you, and we don't want to see it on eBay. Please, keep it for yourself. Do not resell. Okay, let's go. Let's shuffle these and click spin.
Jesus, Tom.
What's up?
Just saw this, just the ass just oh
Duke.
Is it Duke?
Good old Duke. He'll be delighted with that because Duke has been supporting us right from the beginning, so I'm sure he'll be absolutely over the moon with that. He's a good supporter and somebody that we've really valued the friendship with the channel of.
And he's in the US.
And he's in the US, so it's cheaper to get it to him. Congratulations, Duke, buddy. That's I'm really pleased for you. That's great
news. I like how we give prizes out. You know, it's good. You know, let's see. I could get some more stuff.
Well, we just give them three lots.
No,
of stuff.
I mean in future stuff. You know, I got some Freddy stuff we could give away.
We will get. We'll certainly get something for the love of horror. And also, you know, there's a con in May that I'll be going to as well in Sheffield. They haven't announced many guests at the moment. I think just Kane Hodder has announced it.
Duke says he's not in the US.
Oh, he's not in the US. Oh, that's okay.
Where are you from? Get all the people out of the US off that wheel.
That's okay.
That's okay. Duke. We're shipping it to you anyway. Not a problem.
Yeah, just drop me a note, Duke, and on the email address, tslmoviepodcast@gmail.com.
Italy!
What? Excellent.
Oh, hold on. I'm looking up Italy shipping costs. Hold on a minute here.
Wouldn't that be great if he was in Russia?
Oh, I guess he'd get right to you.
excuse me. Wade says we're all winners to see that big spinning arse of action. Yeah.
As who put it here? I love what you put. Because I want to give you credit. Oh, Ragman, he said he's already NECA on the wheel.
Very good.
60
Very
pounds.
Good. 60 pounds. Also, I'll send you the money. Don't worry. Can you put some super chats in there?
I don't think it's costing that much. I mean, the shipping stuff to England is not that much, you know.
He says, I may well be the only Italian in the chat. A true Italian, you mean, right?
Oops, it's called Marco Benny.
Yeah.
I'm going to ship it to Darren, and Darren, you can run it over.
Yeah, just ship it to London, England. It'll get there. That's what I said, Ronnie. A quick super chats, folks, then we can pay for this shipment.
100%, man. Arrivederci.
It's great.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it. I think that's great that we got people in other countries watching us. How many Russians we got watching us, Frank?
I cannot say that. Moving on.
He says, Darren on the speedboat over to Italy like the milk tray man. With roll neck on.
Yeah. Like what Vanderhoff says, not like in a Jersey Italian. Woke up this morning. Oh, God. little Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Very fun, folks. Thank you so much for all the support this year.
Yeah, you're loved. We love you.
particularly over the last week. We've had some great views over the last weeks. December and everything post Halloween and everything, it's kind of really, it's a struggle sometimes, you know, to keep the interest going. And you guys have been with us all the way, and it's really appreciated. And, you know, for a small channel like ours, I mean, we're coming up on 6,000 subscribers, to be getting, you know, 2,000 and 3,000 views per episode. And we've got 82 people in here watching at the moment on a Friday lunchtime, which that's just amazing. It's just amazing. And we really do thank you for it. It's a real pleasure to do this.
Yeah. Well, we did it as something to pass the time. During what we experienced, you know, a couple of years ago. But it turned out to be more than what we could ever anticipated. You guys make this channel what it is. Darren and I just, you know, Darren mostly runs it, and I applaud him for his hard work. And, you know, me, I'm the eye candy. You know, but you guys make this channel. It's all about you. You're all the lambs.
And yeah, and we do, honestly, you know, Jordan's thanks so much, Jordan. Pitching in for postage there, $1.99. We do absolutely everything. Every last penny goes back into this channel. We don't take anything out for ourselves. Everything goes back into prizes and equipment and subscriptions and all the, you know, the cost that's involved with running a channel. Everything's fed back in. Mm-hmm. And everything will this year will be fed back into Frank's flight coming to the UK.
as my wife just put in there, well done, comrades. You're giving away everything. No one said I look like Zangief, the Street Fighter fighter.
Someone said, what's with Emperor Ming earlier?
Right? Oh, when I did this, right?
No, earlier. It must be, yeah. But someone in the chat earlier said, what's with Emperor Ming behind the microphone?
Gordon, I'm going to only give you one. What did he say? Emperor, you want him to be Emperor of or King of Earth or something like that?
King of Earth?
Yeah, he gave Flash Gordon an ultimatum.
Oh, ruler of your own empire or something like that.
Ruler of your own empire. Because I'm a Lestis Earth girl.
So, what we got coming up? I think we got some more. Yeah. Oh, we got another. Wayne, you joined too late, but thank you so much. Cheers, Wayne. Wayne Bonner's joined our Tier 1 membership. Thank you very much, buddy. That's really kind of you. Yeah, we've got Clue coming out on New Year's Eve at some point, mm-hmm. when I finally edit it together. So that's something to look forward to. We had a lot of fun with that movie. I hadn't seen it before. I thought I had. And watching it for the first time was an absolute pleasure. And hopefully that shows in the episode that we've done. And then we've got some more Halloween stuff coming up as well, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. We always like have ideas for Halloween. You know, a lot of people didn't say takedowns. Even Dave said that. Dave's like, I never thought about doing takedowns.
It was good fun. It was good fun. Oh, we got a super chat. Let me just get this super chat from a special person. Brett Patrick. Thanks, buddy.
I'm a special person. It was
great meeting you guys in person earlier this year. Awesome content as always. Thank you. Thanks, yeah, Brett. We had a lot of fun. We spent the, you know, 2 or 3 days with Brett out in Pasadena earlier this year. And it was good fun. It was good fun with him and Pat and Lurch and all the other guys that come along with the channel. It was Joe as well, and Joe's lovely wife and Pat's lovely wife. We had a blast. We absolutely did.
What is Raggedy Man posted in here? He's putting Russian in here.
Well, don't you know?
Yeah, I know it. I mean, it's just like, you know, it has to do with your ass, but I mean, I'm not going to...
Get that little code breaking machine out that you've got there that you bought for your son. Yeah. That'll tell you what it says.
Let me put the letters together here. Let me see. Like I have a U. Let me see. U. There's no U. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U. This is the V. This is the V in Russian.
Oh, okay. T.
Got some weird animals here.
Oh, a Texas Chainsaw 4. Should we do it, folks? We did Texas Chainsaw 3.
Oh, new generation? Oh, God.
I haven't seen it. I don't think I've seen it. I bought the DVD, the Blu-ray, so we're going to fucking do it, okay? it's going to be fun, I think.
Yeah, yeah. What is it? It has two Oscar winners in it.
Renée Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Bad Shit Scary says no. Yes, yes, no, yes, part four, yes, haha. Yeah, it looks like, and a few people in the comments on number three have said, please do number four, it's god awful.
Oh, so they don't want to do it because it's good, they want to do it for us to go, yeah. It's shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be fun doing it, I think, so we can have a look at
it. It's like saying, try to find the freshest egg around a box of rotten ones.
Hmm, yeah. I'm sure we'll find it. We'll find it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think we'll have some fun doing that.
Yeah. Oh, we can still do some more Carpenter.
Yeah, we've still got some Carpenter to do, haven't we? We haven't done what haven't we done?
We haven't done Starman.
Starman, Escape from LA. Did we do Assault on Precinct 13? We did.
We played a game called Run Ass.
Save ass. We haven't done
vampires.
Elvis vampires. Do we do Elvis? Should we do Elvis? I don't know.
Oh, no.
No one's going to watch that, are they?
No. Oh, we could do The Ward. Oh, okay. Yes, more Carpenter ass. Yeah, everyone wants more Carpenter. You know what, Chester? Maybe we'll do that for you. The best and worst tracks on the Halloween scores for the movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I prefer that idea than I do to going through all the deleted scenes.
Oh, you're a bum.
Why Frank wants me to trawl through an hour and 10 minutes worth of deleted scenes from the Halloween films so we can talk about them and decide whether they would have been better in the film.
What was that
not.
Face you made? It just you look like, you know, like John Ritter when Bernie Mac said ass, you know, in Bad Santa. He was like, ooh. Frank wants me to sit through the shit.
But then there's a reason why they're deleted scenes. There's a reason why they're not in the movie. So, you know.
It could be for time.
Well, it's all the shit that wasn't good enough to be there in the first place, isn't it?
All the shit. You know, look at that. Vanderhoff says, I like that idea. Do a poll.
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go kiss somebody on a Family Feud movie or show right now. And I hope everybody has a safe and very happy and prosperous new year. Seriously. You know, 2023 could have been better. You know, it certainly wasn't the worst year. We've had those, you know, behind us. But listen, every new year you can make amends with everybody. Start out fresh. It's the one rule in the universe that we have. You know, at the stroke of midnight on January 1st, you could start your life over. And if there's something negative, make it a positive.
Yeah. What he said. Happy New Year, folks.
Happy New Year. And as always, stick to the roads.
And the best of luck.
We'll see you then. Bye.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.